long begun.
Kana uchikwanisa vamwe pamwe havasikwanisa kuuya unogona kuenda pa Facebook.
If you can, maybe others cannot come.
You just share the broadcast on your page.
Go on Facebook and share the
broadcast. Tangoti mumwe munhu anzweo shoko raMwari nhasi. Amen.
Make someone to hear the word of God today.
I'm so excited. Nokuda kwe 3 days that in. How many are excited?
How many are excited because of the three
Amen.
Days that we had?
Ndaona mamwe ma message makuseni.
I saw messages this morning.
Some from outside of Zimbabwe.
Some that are coming from the diaspora.
For the first time, there were 1 hour, 30 minutes in
prayer. People saying, for the first time, I went 1 hour, 30 minutes in prayer.
And even Panapa, okay, when we are geared up for prayer.
And here, you see that people are geared for
so,
prayer.
And to us, one of no excuse.
No one can give an excuse that they cannot pray. Everyone is able to pray.
So today it's not itoringo yakarebesa.
Today we don't want to take much time here.
But tikashinjo kanzwa mfundisi achidaro pano kuti tanyaya.
But most times if you hear the man of God saying that, it can be an issue. Yakarebesa
inogona kuti tafuti imwe nyaya iyo.
It can be another issue.
So what we want to do just to teach for amen.
We want to teach for the time that God has given us.
I think I'll just teach continuation from the teachings, right? But today, I just want to browse through.
Because
amen.
Of those that are not present, I just want to browse through.
Saka,
so,
main thing chandoona chinoti viringa vazhinji.
The most thing that I see that disturbs us, most of us.
Remember, taitora nyaya spiritual blindness.
Remember, we were talking about spiritual blindness.
Kuva bofu.
Being blind spiritually. Do you understand?
Kuva bofu rei. Remweya, amen.
Being blind spiritually.
Have
you invited people to come to church? Even if they come when it's about to end, they should get into the church. This is the beginning of most battles that we
but
don't
realm.
But the realm where we are living in is the realm of effects.
At least
we
own
it. We don't see it.
But pa realm rino tinoona ma effects ekuti pane zvinhu but atione kwazvatangira.
But on this realm we see the things that are happening, the effects of what is happening. We don't see the beginning.
So ndopano tangira nyaya.
This is the beginning of issues.
Now if you ask me one thing.
If you ask me one thing,
chino wancha takataka ku start when I was now coming up, growing up in the Lord.
The one thing that I started studying as I was growing up. I wanted to understand what we call spiritual warfare. The way I understand spiritual warfare. It can affect you if you want to spend your time with
and
me. Things do not just happen.
Do not believe that zvinhu zvine ma energies, zvine ma simba anozvita kuti zviitike.
I believe things have got energies and powers that are backing them up.
In nawe kunzwisisa chinonzi spiritual warfare.
This is because of the understanding of spiritual warfare.
I think nezuro ndaitaura power nechekuita nema I'm not in my thoughts.
Yesterday I was talking about the power
and
that
the
is in
my testimonies, my zhinji.
And I'm excited because most testimonies
from Monday accident.
Of people that were rescued from the Monday accident. It's as if they were the ones thinking. You heard someone saying, I just thought.
But in a way kuti waka vurika ziso.
This is because when your eyes are open, before a person thinks, there's something whispering to the
people of God, spiritual realm is as real as zvamurikuona panyama panapa.
People of God, spiritual is more real than what you're seeing physically.
Vazhinji venyu zvamunoti mafunga, muziri mune mafunga, munonyeurirwa.
Most of you, what you're saying, you're thinking. You are not the ones thinking.
But the unfortunate part,
because
we are blind.
The unfortunate part is you are blind.
To an extent, if the spirit talking to you can be strong enough.
If the spirit talking to you, if it's strong enough.
You're not going to also to temper around with your emotions.
It can temper around with your emotions. Then you feel not to do something or you feel to do something.
That decision.
It's not you. There is God backing up your decision.
And a decision in a spiritual realm ra invedwane munhu.
For that decision to be backed is because of the spiritual realm.
Okay,
that
if
someone
you still remember,
invaded.
I was explaining to you during the course of 3 days.
During the course of the 3 days, I was explaining to you.
Panya makajinji kana munaka sungwa umona kasungwa pai.
As I said, that physically, if a person is arrested, spiritually you will not see that.
Like to be in bondage.
Being in bondage.
Vanhu vanogona kuva in bondage but panyama mushonoti hapana kana chakasunga.
A person can be in bondage spiritually, but physically they will be free.
But munoona ma actions.
But you see the actions.
Munoona ma decisions.
You see the decisions.
Anogona kuudza kuti munhu ari in bondage.
They can tell you that this person is in bondage.
But my decisions are kubva muya tinoti so.
But decisions are coming from what we call the
soul. It's itora energy from the spirit.
And the soul is taking its energy from the spirit.
Saka kazhinji kana aku deal nemunhu ye munomu introduce to the unseen realm.
If you want to deal with such an individual, introduce that.
Yandri kuti the unseen realm, not the spiritual.
The unseen realm is the spiritual
in
realm.
A power over the soul.
Which has power over the soul.
Because remember, munu is spirit.
Remember, a person is a spirit.
And a soul.
He possesses a soul.
Ano rama mu body kana kuti ano pfeka body.
He lives or wears a body.
So izvandira and is like everyone understands this, right?
I believe everyone understands
so, this. So izvinozvinzwisa zvekuti munhu spirit pfeka body nekuti
nekuti. A person is a spirit, wears a soul.
But pamunoona munhu akuita ma decisions.
But when you see a person making decisions.
Muchitaura kuti munhu ane ma moods.
Saying this person is moody.
Munhu yanzwisisike.
This person is ununderstandable. They possess
a result, yes, so.
This is a result of the soul.
So, iri under bondage.
Soul that is
caged
somewhere. That has been caged somewhere.
Iri result of filthiness of the spirit.
And this is a result of the filthiness
so,
of the
spirit.
So,
most times, if you want to deal with such a person,
you
go first in the unseen realm. Unseen forces.
And you deal with unseen forces.
Now affect his spirit.
If you deal with unseen forces, they will affect his spirit.
You know, no affect the soul.
Which will then affect the soul.
So the effect to the flesh.
And we see the effects on the flesh.
Do
we understand?
So vanhu vakawanda pavanoona this flesh ichiita zvinhu.
Most people, as they see the flesh doing things.
Kazhinji amuzvione kuti we are in bondage.
Most times you don't see it that you are in bondage.
Because panyama apana chirikuratidza kuti munhu akadi.
Because physically there is no tangible
at least asungwa mukazona
in bondage.
Makambona munhu arikunzi akurwara pfungwa achisungwa.
Have you ever seen someone who is mentally disturbed being arrested or their hands are tied?
Yatove extreme yeso iri in bondage. Now,
that is an extreme case of soul that is in bondage.
Akurwara pfungwa.
What happens when a person is mentally unstable, sick?
Now, vazhinji vanoti vanorwara pfungwa.
Most people that you call, they are mentally ill.
Munyika yemweya vanotori ne level.
In the spiritual realm, they have a level.
Avatorwe sevarwere.
They are not taken as patients. No.
Kunyika yenyama ndoko vanovatora sevarwere.
In the physical realm, you take them as patients.
Zvinotsika zvanozotsanangura.
Do you understand?
Now. Zvinoitika ndezvekudai.
What happens is this.
Remember the spiritual ndo iri in charge of this physical.
Remember the spiritual realm is in charge of the physical realm.
Whether wada kuzvibelieva kana kuti hauna kuzvibelieva zvinenge force of gravity.
What I'm talking about, whether you believe it or not, it's like
force
of gravity,
whether waitenda kana kuti hana ukaita ndakada basa nayo. Inozongokuradzo ndiriko kwira mudenga unodo.
Whether you believe in the force of gravity or not, it's there.
Whether waibelieva.
Whether you believe it,
whether
you don't believe it,
force of gravity, you know,
the force of gravity will just prove itself to
so,
you.
So, the spiritual realm, whether we believe
the spiritual realm, whether you believe it or you don't believe in it, still
my effects are mchimaona.
Still its effects you continue to see them. What happens when you say this person is mentally ill? Being mentally ill doesn't mean a person is sick.
Iso yakuitwa in charge yane ma voices akwanda rutaura.
There is a soul that has got a lot of voices speaking over.
Ndirikwedza kuti kudi.
What am I saying?
Like as I'm talking to you now, mukona Mr. Macheka, imi murikona Mr. Macheka.
You are seeing Mr. Macheka speaking.
But now role irikutambwa ii role ya Pastor Macheka.
But the role that is being played is the role of Pastor Macheka.
Saka already there are two beings vari kuplaya Mr. Macheka, his body is being used.
Do you understand?
But already there are forces in charge, whether you see it or not, of whatsoever I'm saying or doing here. So these forces sometimes do not go na kutodzipa kuti dzive in charge.
I can allow these forces to be in charge.
Do not go na kuti, how can I demonstrate this to you?
I'm able to.
Do not go na kuda kukuradza kuti okay, zvandiri kuita zvina another energy, zvina another spirit, zvina another.
I can try to prove to you that what I'm doing.
Do not go na
kuti
force iri kundishandisa now.
I'm able to say the force that is
it
using
demonstrated
me now,
its energy.
To demonstrate its energy.
Dopa munona mchiti ava demonstrator power.
This is when you say he's demonstrating power.
Zvekuti energy inogona kuita take hold of your body.
That energy can take hold of your body.
Ndiri pano ndichitaura kuti ndogona kuvhura mapombi now ku allow that already ndi.
I am speaking, yes, I want you to understand.
But not gonna kusia my spirits are in charge of this service.
But I can leave spirits to be in charge of
it
this service.
It can take me my seconds to fura mapombi now.
It will take me seconds to open the floodgates.
My spirits are in charge.
And spirits that are in charge, they start doing whatever they are doing upon people.
People
being healed,
now,
and some being delivered, and so on.
Saka chirikumaunza now in submission.
What is bringing them in submission?
Inya e control yandina yo now.
It's all because of the control
because
that I have.
Because these spirits, remember, especially Jekwamari.
The spirits, especially the spirits of God.
Vanoda order.
They need order.
Kunyangwe ari ma spirits and a power over this service.
Even if they are powerful spirits.
Vanotera kuti ndirikuva tendera here inini.
They listen whether I am allowing them or not.
Kuti vaite take charge kuti pave ne order.
To allow them to take charge for the sake of order. Do you understand?
If you allow them now,
if you allow this spirit,
Varukushanda also vachiusa also the authority that God gave me as his servant.
They are working using the authority that God gave me as his servant.
And the iwo arikushanda chitiri under command.
And also they are working saying we
to
are
work
under command
on these bodies. Because avatenderwe kushanda pama bodies aya vasina kutenderwa nemunhu ari panyama also.
They are not allowed to work on these bodies unless they get authority from someone who is
okay,
in the
so
physical.
Okay, so I'm not to tell it's a lot. Maybe
what I'm
pastors
talking is a lot. It's a lot.
But let us talk something that
incorporates everyone.
Everyone.
When you hear that this person is mentally ill,
spiritual realm.
This issue is an issue in the spiritual
realm. The realm yake ya so filthy, realm. His spirit is many filthiness.
You are being shown that in his spirit there is a lot of filthiness.
They are open to any spirit.
They are loose to the level that they are open to any spirit.
Saka chinoitika ma spirits akaona munhu ari loose.
What happens if spirits see a person that is loose?
Kune mamwe anohakira asina kutokokwa.
Some they will just go there without being invited.
Access in the realm of the living, you know.
Which are looking for access into the realm of the living.
And a loose spirit.
If they see a person with a loose spirit,
I know in that abuse that person now. Kuno charge.
They go and abuse that person because they want to take charge.
Weak.
They see a person who is weak.
Willpower yake ari weak, agwa ari so weak spiritually, right?
The willpower is weak spiritually, the
Saka,
person is weak.
Even my spirits are ungo tenderera ari kushaya pekupinda.
Even roaming spirits that cannot find a place to possess.
Kunohakira because ari kutsvaga nzvimbo yekugara panyika.
They'll just go there and stay because they are looking for places to habitate.
Saka zvinoitika ndezvekuti my spirits aya akawanda.
What happens if these spirits increase in number?
Pamunu one.
On one individual.
Remember, ese arkuda so. Varuda kuti vave in charge of his soul.
Remember, all these spirits want to be in charge of
kana
his soul.
In charge of his soul, vakuda kumudzira zvekuita.
They want to tell the person what to do.
Saka a message inopiwa to the soul.
So this is a message that is given to the soul.
Then the body yotanga kuacta.
And the body starts to respond.
Saka soul ndo inodzonzi mudhura.
So the soul is taken be moody.
Munot.
And the person God takes mood.
Emot anima moods.
And you say the person is moody.
Now, saka, let's say my spirits are pinda pamun. Let's say it's a thousands of spirits.
Let's say these are thousands of spirits that are now occupying this individual.
This body.
Even so,
inotanga kuona kuti pana pataremerwa.
Even the soul will feel the weight.
Because as every thousand ma demone aruda kuva in charge of the soul. One.
Because all these thousand demons want to be in charge of one
saka
soul.
One rikauya rika whisper kune munhu uyu
kuti tachakati. Or if one demon whispers to this person, do this.
Vanofarira kumbompo window.
They are supposed
ya
to give
a window space kuti chimomira kutaura amboitawo zvanta semunhu.
So these spirits are supposed to give him a window period.
Saka
for him
pakata
rimwe
spirit again, let's say a thousand.
Let's say there
charge.
Are a thousand spirits in charge of
iri pariri kutaura richisiya rimwe pariri kuona space yekuti hapachisina rinono rimwe rosvikorobva rataura.
This one is speaking and leaving a space and another one comes to speak.
Saka
also
achapiwe mukana we window.
So this one no longer have the
because
the
every spirit uda kuva in charge kuti inzwikone so I act zvinoda panyika kuti ive satisfied in the realm.
Because every spirit want to have a chance to speak into the soul.
Saka uyu manje so yake karamba ichita akawanda ma spirits ari kuwhisper.
So if there are a lot of spirits whispering to his soul,
window achisina.
He no longer possesses that window.
Anopedza kuti aka act cho. Anotanga kuita ma personalities akawanda ari munhu one.
He starts having a lot of personalities as one person.
Saka one time demonire violence inogona kuta take over.
So another moment a demon of violence can take over.
Romutirova vanhu.
And say beat people.
Rimaratuna rechituro vareta take over rape.
And another one for rape.
Abuse avan.
Abuse. Rimaratuna take over.
Saka antaka kuita ma personalities. Amurukuone mimi, murukuona spirit iri kumanifesta panyama.
You are seeing a spirit manifesting in the
spirit. Zvekuti iye uyu wiwi yake achisina power over it. Ya colonizedwa.
He no longer has a will in this realm.
Sama spirits akayakawanda mumunhu uyu.
So if spirits are increased in an individual, if another demon acts and leave, another one is taking over. So you end up saying this person is mentally ill.
A result, yes, spirit is so filthy.
It's a result of a
power over his soul.
Which is telling you that they no longer have power to control their
soul.
There are now a lot of spirits taking over the soul. Do you understand?
Okay, Garapas.
You may please take your seat.
Saka, zvatinozoita manje.
What then we do is.
Ndosaka muchonoti isusu tine inonzi Holy Spirit.
That's why you see we have the Holy Spirit.
Hapanzi Holy Spirits.
It's not the Holy Spirits.
It's one Spirit.
It's one Spirit.
Inonogara mumunhu.
Which stays in a person.
In the many functions.
And with a lot of functions.
Zvinonzwisika.
Do you understand?
Difference iripo ndeyekuti madimoni manje ana. It's not like the Holy Spirit.
Difference that is there is demons do
because
not operate demon like the Holy
Spirit. Kuba ari gone makuwa.
The demon that can still cannot do gossip.
Demon rina ability makuwa ari gone chihure.
The demon of gossip cannot do prostitution.
Demon rechakati unotoda demon rechocho tiri kubatsira zvakati.
You want a demon of that to help you in a specific area.
Zvasara mwamchone kuti ari one angona kuita occupy the whole place.
One Holy Spirit can occupy the entire place.
Paunoda wisdom anokupa wisdom.
When you want wisdom, he gives you wisdom.
Paunoda kuudzwa zvekutaura anokupa zvekutaura.
When you want to be told what to speak, he gives you what to speak.
Then iwo uchipiwa power ye wiwi yako unopiwa kunzora it. Une window yakwe kumboitwa semunhu.
And you are given a power to exercise your own will.
Unless you okazo ukatozo surrender even your will to him again.
Unless you surrender your will to him.
Anokupa futi that option.
He also gives you that option.
Do you want to zonzo let you now your will be done.
It is you who tells him, let your will be done.
As you forsake his will on you.
He does not force his will upon you.
Saka chinoita kuti zonzi tiri normal.
What causes us then to be normal?
He wants the Holy Spirit.
He is a Holy Spirit.
Anogara matiri with many functions.
Who habitates inside of us with a lot of functions. Do you understand?
Saka munhu tazonza anopenga ari occupied nemen. Ndosaka muchona
muruma inzi legion. To be mentally ill, he's got a lot
legion,
of
spirit. Legion,
legion, it was not his name. Munu. This was not a name of an
individual. In
this is the number of demons cohabitating in
Murumu
one person.
Zita, anga asina power over his soul.
When this man was asked his name, he did not have power over his soul.
Zani, chaka pindura was a demon. Tinonzi legion, not the,
when
wanda.
Jesus asked him his name, is the demons that asked answered and said,
Ranga
siri
zita remurume uya uya.
It was not the name of that individual.
Remne yaka possessed the soul.
It was the name of the
Saka murume anga asina will over his soul, but to an extent that kuti nema soul nema spirits agara maari aimuklema kuti aona zita tisu tiri kutaura on your behalf.
This man had no will over his soul until the
spirits akagara
mumunhu ownership of him
akawanda unopedzisira usisina identity.
So if many spirits reside in a person, you end up losing your identity.
One identity a spirit occupy.
You now take over the identity of the spirits occupying you. You are called a thief and yet you are not a thief. You are called a prostitute and yet you are not a prostitute. You are called a liar, but it's not you who lies.
Identity.
This is an identity of the spirits.
In charge of you.
And they demonstrate that they're in charge of you. People end up identifying you with that spirit. Do you understand?
Okay.
What is important is for people to understand. Amen.
So, there's a scripture and I don't move it again.
There's a scripture I want you to read.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices.
We are not ignorant of his
devices.
The
one speaking here is Paul.
And remember, Paul was now a very spiritual man. Because remember,
he understood issues of spiritual warfare. Remember, most of his letters that were being written of warfare,
Paul was involved. Spiritual warfare, right?
Paul was involved telling them about spiritual warfare.
Even to church of Ephesus,
even to the church of Ephesus, who wrote the letter? Who wrote that letter?
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
The issue that says we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
I identify because Paul anga kupinda my realms.
The one who identified this was Paul because he was
Paul
now entering into
access
realm.
Ku first realm chete.
He did not have access to the first realm.
I get access to first, second, even the third realm.
He had access to the first, second, and even the third realm. I'm talking of places where spirits habitate.
Saka Paul anemwe understanding yanga kuziya when it comes to operation emweya.
Paul had an understanding when it comes to operation of spirits.
Saka church yari kuudza it was one of the weakest churches in the Bible,
the church,
church of Corinth.
That he is telling the church of Corinth.
I think
was
one day
in the weakest church.
One
day I'm supposed to come with a sermon dubbed Corinthians.
Statement later on, Corinde. If you
still
remember,
there was a statement people would say you are
a Corinthian.
When people see you doing
Corinthian.
The church at Corinth was a dangerous church.
Yaive church. People
from the world would learn sin from the church.
The Corinthians, made sin more than the
world.
So Paul ndo pakatanga kuda kunotsvaga ende kuda kuno ta set free church epa Corinth.
Paul went and searched, wanting to set free the church of the Corinthians.
If you still remember,
this is the church that he told, I've come but with your words. But
pa Korinde amustombodama bonzo ndikufarotanga nemi kumukaka.
But I've seen on Korinde you don't want bones. You are supposed to start with milk. I have to start to teach you what is prayer.
No church yakatanga nepolitics zekutaura kuti munhu wamwari akadaenda ane simba.
This is the church that began with Paul, is that a man of God like this is powerful. So and so is the man of God. It began at the church at Corinth.
Church pa Corinth yakatanga kurova politics mu church zvekuti vanhu akaona kuti dzekunyika dzosara pasi mu
church
mune politics.
The church was the one that was involved in church politics more than the worldly politics.
Level rechihure ranga rakuitika muva Corinth.
The level of prostitution in the church at Corinth.
To an extent yekuti vakapesera chibhana nevakadzi kumbomira kumberi.
Until there to ban women to stand in
scripture.
The scripture to ban women was being told to the church.
Because vari nightclub so Saturday.
You ladies were at nightclub
Sunday.
And Sunday they'll be speaking in tongues. So it started troubling people if the church congregants are doing this. Saturday there was another place. So this was the reason of the letter that was written. Stop the ladies to stand in the pulpit. He was telling them some things that we may take for granted and yet
they
are powerful.
Get any shown at that vision. Second of Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 11.
2 Corinthians 2, verse 11.
Yes.
In Shona.
Kuti tirege kunyengerwa na Satani.
Nekuti atizi vasinga zivi mano ake.
Saka, first things first. Deception inogona kuuya nekuti hauzive ma devices.
Deception can come because you don't know the devices.
And kutaura ma devices ma zve ITR zvekudzima ndokutaura ma devices. Rimwe wedhiro unogonoshandisa sema devices ichi. Rimwe wedhiro unogonoshandisa
schemes.
Ma schemes rimwe wed again.
Ways and methods.
My ways and methods.
This is easy for a person to understand. Devices need another explanation. Ways and methods.
Nzira nekaitiro.
Yes.
Kasatan.
Of the devil.
Church in Dinsway.
Church, hear me.
Mukasa zira nzira.
If you don't know the ways.
Nekaitiro kasatan.
And the methods of the devil from your families, even in your nation, even in your community, even in the places where
Satan
you reside,
an advantage over you.
The devil will continue to have an advantage over
scripture
you.
This scripture is talking about
what is causing him not to have an advantage. I started and understood his ways and the way he operates. He did not learn the ways of people. He learned the ways and the operations of the devil. He did not learn the ways of people. He went and learned the ways and the operations of the devil. And he then said, because if we don't know his ways and operations,
Satan anoramba ane advantage over us.
The devil will continue to have an advantage over us.
Zira.
Ways
nekaitiro.
And the way he operates.
Kasatan.
Of the devil.
First thing, chinotanga kukuratidzai kuti muri.
What starts to show that this family, this
nyika,
church, this nation,
muri under the advantage of the devil.
You are under the advantage
Mukaona
of the devil.
Matare mumba.
If you see you are having so many gatherings
Makaro
in your family,
wakare.
You have long been
even
defeated.
Matare enyo azvina zvazvino gadzirisa.
Even the level of your gatherings will not fix anything.
Uchipedza kufunga magadzirisa.
After fixing them,
dare rinomutsa futi dzimwe nyaya.
these gatherings will bring forth other issues.
Because already Satan is on advantage.
Because the devil is standing at
even
advantage. Even a church, if you increase
even
the number of
gatherings.
Even a nation, if you increase your number of gatherings. That's why you see, if there's hunger in a nation, crime increases.
Level of crime rate.
The level of crime.
The devil is taking advantage.
You are being told that the devil is standing at an advantage. You are arresting people. But it's not a prison that terminates the mischievousness of a father. I told you recently of a man who stole an engine. And people were saying, take back the engine that you stole. And he said, I cannot carry it by myself. But when he stole it alone and carried it alone. Paul is saying the first thing I started
learning.
These are the ways and the operations of the devil.
So that the devil will not have advantage over us. We must not be ignorant of his devices.
Look in your family. How many gatherings do you do? Most time,
there's a spirit in charge.
You are being told there is a spirit in charge. Even if you say the house belongs to me, you are the ones visible, but there's something brewing.
There's
decisions.
Always a spirit in an advantage, even in your marriage, your family.
There is always a spirit with an advantage in your marriage, in your family. Before you even go to factions,
at household level,
we start seeing this at household level. Do you understand?
Matari advantage over us. And kazhinji change revan on the matari.
Be careful of people who want court gatherings.
Kazhinji change revan vanoda.
Be careful of people who want to be mediators between you.
Most of them are confusion.
Most of them are the ones that are possessed with the issue, with the spirits causing confusion.
Today I was talking to a couple. I
was telling them,
guys, no matter what. Marriage, don't divorce.
If your marriage came from God, do not divorce.
Most of my divorces are quit. My marriage is chayo arukto parara.
Most of divorces that are happening, some true marriages are being destroyed.
From God. Kapo yaka batans wanamwari, but vachito changanzi vanungavasa parada vanu arukto parara.
Marriage is coming from God. People were not supposed to be apart.
Reason,
but people are coming
there's
apart.
A spirit in an advantage over that marriage.
The reason coming from the fact that there's a spirit having an advantage over
so
that marriage.
I was telling them, Shiti, okay, do you know?
I was telling them and I was saying,
most of your issues, even in your marriage, kunyangomkasadaku should believe that they are spiritual.
Even if you don't want to believe it, they are spiritual.
Mungada nyukunona munomatimachi.
You may want to see
counselors. That's good.
That is good.
But I'm not solution no vauna counselor.
But there is no solution that comes from a counselor.
Mukataza first of all kusunga mwea.
If you fail to arrest the spirit,
uri in charge of whatsoever is happening between you.
That is in charge of whatever that is happening between you.
Counselor ngato zoyama nemwea first.
The counselor must come after you finish with the spirit.
Zvirini nani kutombo separate muchenda for prayer.
It's better to separate going for prayer.
Musinga paradze marriage.
Not destroying your marriage. Do you understand?
So I was saying to this couple, do not mourn on my devices as Satan.
I want you to see the devices of
are you
the
ready
devil.
For this? I want to give you an example.
I want you to see an example that will let you know that this is what happened. I want a couple to come in the front. A husband and a wife.
Come.
Let the Jenas come.
I want you to see, please tell Resai.
Please be attentive.
Zula rekunzi avabatanava. Let's say it's godly ordained.
The day of their union, as an example, let's say it's God ordained.
Please tell me, because it's
there are things that I want you
is
to understand. You might not listen to all the things that I've spoken,
because
but listen to this.
Because the beginning of evil and wars.
This is
even in nations.
This is the beginning of evil and wars in the nations. When you hear there is warfare in the nation, it's a person. When you hear there is peace in a nation, it's a person. I want you to listen to this and to understand this.
Hello.
Amen.
Now. Nyaya kutanga, warfare kutanga. Now,
the first warfare.
I know the devices. Not means we say Paul, we are not ignorant of Nzira Zake.
Paul is saying we are not ignorant of his ways.
And then kaitiro kake.
And the way you operate.
No kanaka tanga kuzidza nzira nekaitiro ndipo.
This is the first thing that I started learning.
Kuti Satan asave ne advantage over us.
So that
kuti
the devil will not have an advantage over us.
Munozera kuti Jenna na mai Jenna.
Do you know Mr. Jenna and Mrs. Jenna?
Because they are in marriage.
Because they are in marriage.
Pamunoona vanhu vachinzi va mu marriage.
When you see people being said they are now in marriage.
Panyama panapa.
Physically.
Mumweya again zvino celebrate as much kutodarika zvatoita panyama.
In the spiritual realm, it's celebrated more than what we do in the
physical. Union yevanhu.
The union of people. When you say we are celebrating
my
marriage, spirits
are not celebrating my unions.
Spiritually, spirits celebrate unions more than you.
Reason
people.
Why my spirits achifara my unions, Evan.
Why is that spirits celebrate this kind of union?
Because mwea aisku onava nuchete.
The spirits are not seeing people
on earth.
It's seeing its representatives on earth that have united, which are going to give these spirits chances to come on earth. The union of people, there are spirits celebrating that
most
union.
Times, even panobatani zwanuma wrong marriages.
Most times, even people when are united in wrong marriages.
That demonic realm rino celebrator and the realm redisus kwamwari kuno chemwa.
The demonic realm celebrates, but the godly realm cries.
Mwari vanotanga kutotsvaga futi ma devices kuti toiparadza sei marriage.
And God looks for devices to destroy that union.
Yet Satan achaga futi ma devices kuti toisimbisa sei marriage.
And the devil is looking for devices to strengthen that union.
Because aizi marriage chete inzira yekuya kwemweya wetsvina.
It's not just a marriage, but also a way of evil.
Kana iri godly, this marriage inzira futi yekuya kwamwari yekingdom yamwari kuya pasi pezuva.
If it's a godly marriage, it's a way of the godliness
of God. Yamuna ti kingdom yamwari inounzwa nevanhu pasi.
The kingdom of God is brought by people.
But let your kingdom come.
Where we say, let your kingdom come.
Vanhu vanenge vaunza umambo, because umambo uri within us, unogara matiri.
It's the people that are bringing the kingdom, because the kingdom is within us. It's
the
inside
moment
of us.
Yabatana vanhu ava, kune world iri kucelebrate.
The moment when these two people are united, there is a world that
let's
is celebrating.
Let's say this is a devilish, God forbid. Let's say the Satan abatanidza.
As an example, let's say they have been united by the devil.
Satan anogona kutora ignorance dzavo dzekusaziva what they have done.
The devil can take their ignorance of not knowing what they have done.
Oitora as an advantage, because vanhu vanoparadzwa nekusaziva.
Because people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. You are destroyed by lack of knowledge.
Pane tori nekadiro kezvinhu.
There is a way of loving things.
It's very fast, fast, it's very devilish.
That is fast, fast, that is devilish.
The
lack of knowledge of the way you love things.
Last time I was telling you how desperation is actually. Last time
I was telling you about the dangers of desperation.
Desperate,
if a person is desperate to be married, they don't mind who married them. You see a young girl having a very old husband.
Uncle Joe, daddy.
A young girl saying, Uncle Joe.
Was kind of desperate when the cows came, home.
Because she's desperate to be married.
So in that desperation, our question is zvinhu zvikauya zvangori desperate kuti one. You don't question.
Desperation causes you not to question things that we're desperate about.
Kazhinji chinhu kana uri desperate chikauya question charongoda I result.
Most times if something that you are desperate for comes, you don't question.
Zvekuti Maria uri kuda desperation kadzoina kutuma ikuromba.
Desperation is the one that forces you to
change.
You don't mind how it came or the events that happened. What you just want is the result.
And spirits are involved.
And these things, there are spirits that are involved to bring them forth.
So let's say sister wangu ari desperate in the udamurume.
Let's say this sister was desperate to have a husband to be married with.
That devil can actually use that as an advantage.
That devil can use that as an advantage.
Vanogona vakutopinda kunotsaya kunoita anything.
She can go and do anything.
Kungoti murume auye.
For the husband to come.
Then that devil can actually help that desperation.
And the devil can help that desperation.
Yekuti anogona kutoprovide from a nightclub, let's say Jenna vasangana.
She can be provided from a nightclub, let's say they meet with Jenna.
Then now, here I got Tambosangana say in the number one Munet Club.
She does not search where did we meet.
If you still remember Kudara Pandet Zangema marriage, Netin Jimbo Zamaka Wanana.
Long back when I was teaching about marriage, I
Zino meta footed the most.
I said the places where you met Makasangana
Pai Muchite.
Where did you meet and what were you doing?
Some now.
Of the problems that you are facing now. Do not cry that your husband is a prostitute. Where did you meet? The place you met was a tip of the problems that you are going to meet in future. You met in the nightclub. And you used to go together at the nightclub. Until you felt that I'm now a woman, I'm married. But the father continued to go
and
to the nightclub. And you forgot that you met at the nightclub. The spirit that caused you to meet is still in play.
Sometimes,
you don't just love a person. At times, the spirit inside of you can love a person. You are supposed to question the love that you have for other people. What is inside of you that loves them to that level? That's why I told other people, loving a person is not the qualification of
marriage.
You might love the person and yet it's a generational spirit that is in love with
that
person. They know this one can feed on the evil to be strengthened. Hallelujah. They have now met.
I
am talking of devices.
Now, may I say me?
All of you don't mind of these things. A person can just marry when they love a person. What is being excited by that person? Which is the spirit that wants to be fed?
Let's say
they met at a nightclub.
Then let's say this is very devilish.
And let's say this has got the devil
now,
inside.
Murume uyu zvanotanga kuita because already iwofe iri kuya in the kingdom of God. Varikuya kuzomisa basa raMwari pasi pezuva.
What this man does, because this warfare that is coming into the kingdom
and
of
also,
God.
And also, I kingdom ya Satan iri kuya kuzokemba. Because remember, Satan anokemba through van, na Mwari anokemba futi through van.
The devil comes through people and God comes through people also.
Saka, Satan anogonotaka kupa murume my devices also my ways.
So the devil can start giving this man ways.
Ekusimbisa marriage yekuti isaparadzwa nevanhu.
Of strengthening this marriage so that people will not break it apart.
Uyo anogona kutonoromba kana unoita zvimwe zvinhu zvisina Mwari.
This one can get charms or to involve
himself. Zvimwe achitorota pekunowana napo mari.
at times finding ways to get money.
Asina mari iri way yekuprotecta this marriage.
Without money as a way of protecting this
kuti
marriage.
At least vakaramba vakabatana.
At least if they continue in unity. Kunza
futi pasipezuva zvinowadzera whips pasipezuva.
There is something that they are bringing under the sun that will
so
increase.
Marriage inogona kutosponsorwa zvekuti vanhu ava munogona muchivaona kubva kumota vanodziwana iri devil sponsored.
This marriage can be sponsored by the devil that they will not let anything.
Satan yekuva protector
staying wherever
good.
They want and yet is the way of the devil
because
to protect
imimi muno interpret a good life sekunge ndo umwari.
You interpret good life as it is godly. Do you understand?
Muno interpret umwari nekuda kwezvinhu zvenyama ndo security.
You interpret godly good things by godliness.
Ndo saka muri kuona kuti Job parikwenderwa na Satan.
That's why you see when the devil visited
Job Satan arikuti Job andadza kuna matasei makampa hedge nezvinhu zvaanoda.
The devil is saying, Job, why can't Job pray when he gets everything that he wants? You are being shown things that the devil values that he thinks can link a person to God. The devil thinks a relationship with God is strengthened by material things. Because in his side, it is strengthened by material things. People have charms to
vanu
have things. People steal to have
vanu
possessions. People kill to have wealth.
Saka anoita zvese zvaanogona kuti asponsor this family ne security yepanyama.
He can do whatever it takes to sponsor this family.
Zvekuti uya akayachiparidza vhangere kuti huyai kuna Mwari.
If this one comes and preach the gospel, come to the Lord.
Avanobvunza Mwari wacho anotipeta kwana zvese tisina Mwari.
They will ask, what does God give? We got
that's why it's
God.
It's dangerous.
That's why you see it is dangerous.
Kuparidza Jesu muchiti uye nekuti muchapfuma kuna Jesu.
To preach Jesus saying, come because you're going to be rich.
Because Satan futi anovapa pfuma.
Because the devil can also give them wealth also.
So vanogona kutanga kupiwa security. Next thing chiri kudiwa na Satan.
They can be given security. The next thing that the devil wants.
Out of this union.
Out of this union
is the
seed of this man to get into the woman so that they conceive a child.
Vaka conceive mwana now you remember.
If they conceive a child, remember
union
this child.
Is not God ordained.
Their union is not ordained by God.
Yaka ordenwa nemwe kingdom.
It was ordained by another kingdom.
Especially, it means even vana vanounza, probability iri high yekuti vachaunza anodzima evil seeds.
The probability that they are going to bring evil seeds on earth is higher.
And the more irikuwanda maevil dokuwanda futi kuwanda the demonic forces pasipezuva.
The more evil seeds increase, the more the demonic influence
increases. Wrong marriages.
What increases evil under the sun are wrong marriages.
Never out of my wrong marriages.
And children that came out of wrong marriages. Amen. My God.
So, seed rikuya.
The seed that is coming. You don't know that even the children that they are giving birth to.
30 years from now, I wonder what happens
in Zimbabwe. 30 years from now, it's warfare starting in Zimbabwe. You are seeing children.
But Satan are going to destruction.
The devil is seeing destruction.
And the devil is so patient.
What you don't know is the devil is so patient.
An assignment 30 years to come.
You receive a child today and they've got an assignment for 30 years to come. They start growing this, raising these children in an environment that increases the evil inside.
We talk about the devices.
I am talking of the devices of
and
the evil. They don't know what they are doing and what they are introducing.
Is destruction to their lives only, but also to the surroundings.
It's not only destruction to their lives, but also to the surroundings. Do you understand?
From that day, Ravaka Batana.
From the day they were united, what then God did? God looks for ways to penetrate this family.
Muri izive Mwari izive chedza.
this family to know God and to know light.
But the more Mwari arutando, the more Satan futi yarikuwedzera pfuma panyama.
The more they are trying, God is trying, the more the devil increases wealth in the physical.
And the dopawedzera, it's not security enyama.
And that's when their physical security is also increasing.
Yekuti any reason I'm not akwapota vatende okay vanenge vasina reason yekutendokira.
For any reason for you, you want to give them to give their lives to Christ, they don't have a reason to give their lives to Christ.
Jesu kwatouya kuzoitei.
They will ask you, why should we come to the side of Jesus? Because what we want, we have them.
It what was again a device.
And yet it is a device as well of giving them everything that they
of
want.
Of bringing evil under the sun.
Of bringing evil under the sun.
So let's say this couple again,
let's say this couple has been united.
Brother angu achinamata, sister achinamata, mwari kubvati, okay, uyu ndiye mudzimai vobatana.
Both of them were praying and they said, you are for each other, they are
darkness, inoita yowe yowe uku.
From the day they are unified in the dark
world,
in the kingdom of God, they celebrate.
At least kingdom ya Mwari tawana ma ambassadors paspeso.
At least in the kingdom of God, we have put ambassadors under the sun.
So Mwari anataka futi kuisa protection.
God starts to put protection.
Satan anataka futi ku fight that protection.
And the devil starts fighting that protection.
Ndosaka uchonoti Mwari atembe ne protection yezvinhu kuvanhu.
That's why I say God does not trust protection of things to people.
Anotanga establisha ukama kuti muzive Mwari ndiani.
He starts establishing a relationship for you to know who
because
God is.
Because anoziva kuti one day there will be a day of evil.
Because he knows one day, a day of evil is coming.
Havoc around you.
That the devil will come and rain havoc on everything
but
around
you. But you know, one thing is the kingdom of God in you.
But the one thing that cannot touch is the kingdom of God that stays in you.
The scripture chino chese chino denge nika chinova.
That's what the scriptures say, everything that is movable can go. But one thing unshakable is the kingdom of God and it cannot go anywhere.
Right. So, zvinotanga kuitika ndezvekudai.
What happens then is this.
Satan anotanga kutsvaga maways ekupinda nayo kupenetrate this marriage.
The devil starts to look for ways to penetrate in this marriage.
Because kunaka kwema marriage, kunaka kwema communities, kunaka kwenyika.
The goodness of marriage is the goodness of communities, even the goodness of the nation.
Now, panogona kutopinzwa munguva yekuti vanhu ava vari two.
These people can go through a time that the two of them
panogona kuya attack yakasimba mu this marriage.
They can come a very serious attack in this marriage.
Ya launched from the other world.
That has been launched from another world.
Vada kwedza ku destroy whatsoever that will be coming from this marriage.
Wanting to destroy whatever coming from this marriage.
Saka chisinga zvano akanda zvo, let's say this marriage ya produce a seed vana.
What most people don't know is, let's say there are now children.
Vanewa vanotorwa as a godly seed.
These children are taken as godly seed.
And Satan again kukonzeresa more ma sleepless nights mu kingdom ya Satan kuzvara vanewa.
And having those children is causing a lot of sleepless nights in the
say.
So they start to look for ways.
Could it corrupt even a seed around the paspeso?
What should we do to corrupt the seed that they've brought to the
earth? There's only one way.
So they know one way.
Let's divide them.
Let us separate them.
Because vaka separate wa ava.
If these two are separated.
Sometimes my divorces are murukuti hazinyaya yenyu inyevana venyu pane one or two pavana.
Most of the divorces you are doing, it's not because of
anga
you.
And a mission yakasimba yekuserve the world.
Amongst your children, there was one with a powerful mission to save the world.
Atange kuatakwa akuda kuno serve the world.
They are not attacked when they are about to
device
serve the
device inot attack achiri mudiki.
That devices attack them when they are still
saka vanogona kuya achirowa neweye kuti ngava attackwe.
So they are attacked.
Saka pavari kuseparate number one.
When they separate the first thing.
Vakreata warfare mumba.
They have created warfare in their family. Ene
javaswara kuisa pa kubuild a family. Va kuisa pa kuda mbugara matare. Kubatanidza ombo dzokera newe. Vo separate a foot. Apa vana foot zviri kuvakanganisa mentally.
The energy that they are supposed to use to build the family, they are
because
now using it to try to reconcile.
Kutanga na Satan is the mind.
What the devil wants to attack at first is the mind.
My divorces ano affect vana mentally. Nyango vakasakudzai.
That's why you see divorces attack children mentally.
No matter how good the
child
is, mentally somehow are disturbed.
No matter how good the child is, mentally they are somehow disturbed. Amen.
So pantanga kuiswa hondo nyaya nekudi nekudi.
Vana
vari kutoswa from here from there. Energy to build.
Children are being tossed from here and there. The energy to build.
Iri kupedzerwa kuwofe.
Is being finished in warfare.
Ndosaka muchonoti mubhaibheri nyika yese.
That's why I see in the Bible every nation.
Israel paisita kuita hondo pa time ya Solomon ndopa yakapfuma.
Israel during the time of Solomon when they were not involved in warfare they were rich.
Pese pamunogara matare.
Every time you sit in courts,
muruku waste time ye progress.
You are wasting time meant for progress.
Hello.
Amen.
So, kunzoonke vachivaka.
Instead of them building,
varikurwa varikufaya kurwisa kuti zvinhu zvidi.
They are fighting.
And the vana varikuta ba victims.
And children are falling victims.
Mentally vana zvikuone kuti vana mwana anogona kutanga kutochinja kuti vachimwe chino chicha kuitika. The devil ane access even kuvana.
The devil will now have access to children.
So I was saying daiona musuno.
Recently I was watching
this documentary.
A certain documentary.
Yeah, it told about America, United States of America.
Talking about United States of America.
Ichiti vana vanhu vazhinji vari mujeri.
Saying most people that are in prison,
vana vakarezwa nema single mothers.
They are children raised by single parents.
Most of vana vanozoita zvima kundagoria.
Most children that are involved in high level crimes,
vakarezwa namai pasina baba.
They were raised by a mother without the father.
And vazhinji vana vakaita make it in life.
And most children who made it in life,
vakazviita baba varipo mai varipo.
They did it in the presence of both parents.
Baba vaive zvichidhakwa zvaka encourage mwana kushanda kuti ndidiku kwa sababu
baba. Even if the father was a drunkard, it encouraged the child to work.
Zvikaita kuti mwana ave better.
And it caused the child to be better.
Vaitarisa vachitasa those statistics.
They were working and looking at these statistics. And they saw most evil is coming from distorted marriages. Amen.
About my devices.
I am talking of devices.
And the church has to resort in doku no tangira nyaya.
And the church that does not even know that this is the beginning of issues.
So most times, ukaona zvakuda kudai.
Most times, if you see it standing like
but
that.
But now, Faraku, this one, the first thing, start make a decision. Don't be selfish.
These people are supposed to be taught before you make a selfish decision. Stop thinking about your celebration or your status. Think of the thing that wants to be destroyed. That they have
separation.
Seen. You need to separate yourself to God in the line of God.
And the kazhinji vanhu vamunoenda muchinotora ma advice from.
Most times the people that you seek advice from.
Most times demon rakutok to separate and don't lead you anywhere.
Most times the demon causing you to separate will lead you to such people.
Unolidwa kuna tetasta basa nezvema marriages.
You are led to an aunt who doesn't even care about marriage.
Also ungaitwe zvisiya siya mwana mesiya.
You want him to do like this, leave them alone.
Aizinyaya sometimes pane mwana.
It's not an issue. At times there is a child who are supposed to liberate the whole generation.
Saka dzimwenguva marriage inogona kuitwa divorce iri attack kumwana.
A marriage can be divorced as an attack to the child.
Hamuzvione izvi.
You will not see this.
Because amai vakatsamwa zvandaitwa baba vakatsamwa
zvandiita. The woman is angry and the husband is angry also. Amen. That's why the Bible says when you are angry.
Number one, musaridze zuva.
First of all, don't let the day go out.
Number two, musatadze matsamwa.
Do not sin when you are angry. Amen.
So I was talking to this couple, no matter what.
I was talking to this couple saying, no matter the matter.
Amu divorce.
You will not divorce.
Garai pasi taurai.
Sit down and talk.
Kumbrane regro. Saka bebrane kukatadzuroka 77 times.
Ask each other for forgiveness. That's what the Bible says. If you are sinned against seven times, forgive. Look for ways to make it work.
Unless kana zvakuda kuclaim a life.
Unless if it's now about to claim life. Amen.
Sachinga zeva berenge ndeyo deso ku separate kwenyu.
What parents do not know is this. Your separation
is as good as you are dead mulefe vana venyu.
It's as good as you are dead in your children's life.
Because kune ma minutes osiri kumonitor osiri kumona.
Because there are minutes where you are not monitoring.
Kune something chikuita take over that child.
And there's something taking over that child.
And most times it's a device.
And most times it is a device.
Munzo sanonza tanakura.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
We talk about the devices of the enemy.
I am talking of the devices of the enemy.
Unozopetsira kutsamura mwana
You end up being angry of a child they don't understand. Not knowing it's a decision you did 15 years ago. That is causing the effects and the results you are seeing today. There is no alarm that is sounded. Close the doors, the devil is coming. Be careful, the devil is coming. He comes as if everything is normal.
One thing that I've discovered,
one thing that I've discovered amongst ladies and women, there's one thing that they say. My husband is a good person, but I don't know what came. My wife is okay, but I don't know what interfered. It demonstrates that the idea they have that there was infiltration. But the problem, they can't see what interfered.
To an extent, they see the effects.
To the extent that they are angered.
Yet warfare the principality.
And yet the warfare is in the family principality. Do you know there's a moment when you slept your wife and yet it was a demon behind
it?
Because you did not see the demon. You said, my mumu is too talkative, let me show you. Sometimes what you call being talkative is not the person. This person is possessed at times, but you don't see it.
And the demon rikashaya reaction, you don't know
it. And if the demon can't find a reaction, it's angered. Hallelujah. You are quiet, but you know the man of God is speaking the truth.
Device.
We are talking about devices. Hallelujah.
Okay, I scripture.
I always give you this scripture and I'll continue to give you.
Peter anonzi na Jesu.
Jesus says to Peter, what do people say that I am? You are Christ, the Son of God. Listen to the answer of Jesus. You have said right, but it did not come from you.
It means what you said, it was the Spirit of the Lord.
Meaning where you said right, it was the Spirit of the Lord. I always tell people, no man is calm and
humble.
It's the Spirit of God that makes a man to have self-control. If you see your man, expect to hear that there are other children.
No matter how good he is.
No matter how good the husband is. Amen.
Baba Joe
cannot do that. You lie. The day he's going to die, Joe Jr. is coming. You come with the same likeness. You won't need Tinashe Mugabe to do DNA test. You know this is your husband. It needs the Spirit of the Father to have self-control. You are being told, Peter, you cannot do this. You are people. But the Spirit of the Father in heaven is the one that habitates people and enables them.
Jesus mm-hmm.
Jesus talks about his death.
Same Peter,
the same Peter used by the Spirit of God. He says something and Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Now, Satan,
this devil is not manifesting through stealing, but he's talking in
Peter
in
Satan.
And Jesus says, this is not the Peter that I love, it's the devil.
Satan.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Just imagine.
How many times did you give the devil money in your house? It was not about the stories being discussed, but the spirit behind.
Just imagine Jesus was going to grow up Peter Mbama.
Imagine Jesus could slap Peter because of what he has spoken that
bought.
But Jesus knew we don't fight against the spirit. What I'm talking about, you don't want to hear it. You say,
because
the problem is, you don't know the spirit when you
effect.
You see the effects of the Spirit. Hallelujah. My wife cannot cook. She's always burning. If you go and search deeper, when you come hungry, it will cause her to sleep. She'll just doze off. She's gone. 2 p.m. the whole meat is burned. And today, that day, you're saying, no, I am so hungry. With the relish that I gave her, I'll be okay when I get home. And every husband will ask you, what are you having for dinner?
He wants
to prepare his faculties for that dish. There's no horror that you get home prepared for chicken and you see green vegetables. How about the chicken that you're talking about? For you to see, to know what caused it to doze off.
Devices.
I am talking of devices. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You fight against each other, and after the fight, and people are asking, what was the problem?
If you know what to
for you to
get Baba John. If you know
for you to ask a question, for people to ask you a question, you just jumping around.
That window could overwake.
For you to, when you sit and come to your senses, you know that time you did wrong. I was quick to be angry. You don't do that when your husband has got a polygamous history. You don't pack your bags, but you cause the Spirit to pack its bags and go. If you want to see something that disturbs that man, for you to see that it's not him, it's a spirit. Say, no matter what you do, I'm not going to go out.
He will
do times 10 what he was doing. He comes back and you tell him point blank, I am not going
to go
out. It will be a demon being bored. Where did we get this individual?
You talk about my devices.
I am talking of devices. Hallelujah. There's a moment where you see this one has got the evil. Everyone, someone doing evil and all relatives supporting. Because that's the spirit operating in the
family.
It doesn't fight its ambassador. Even the mother-in-law, the ambassador of that evil spirit, she said, my daughter-in-law, we got
and found this like
and that's the status. You go out. Someone will come.
Device is Satan.
The devices of the devil.
So, mwana apana rikunoti mwana arowa.
Nobody sees that the child has been hit.
Amusi kunoti if future irikurwiswa.
You don't see that it's the future that is being fought.
Saka unotanga kupiwa ivhinzi mangwane mabhururu.
At times you are given even friends.
Unopiwa shamwadza kuti munyadza muri kutaura unoti hapana chakaipa pakuti vakadzi four.
You are given friends that you discover there is nothing evil to have four wives.
Because chaneta Satan kazhinji kana akada kutanga gara henyu pasi kana akada kukolonize.
What the devil does most times when you want to colonize you.
Atanga nekukolonize, antanga nekudzisa language yake.
He doesn't colonize you from the start. He starts teaching you his language.
Kuti udzidze language unofara kutanga kumunzwa more times.
For you to know his language, you're supposed to hear him more.
Ndosaka chono kuti environment unoskwera nezvaunoskwera uchinzwa.
That's why you see the environment where you spend your day and what you spend your day here. It can be a doorway for evil spirits. That's why you see when people wanted to colonize this nation,
language yavo.
They will start teaching that nation, the leaders, their language. So that when they come, you are able to understand each other. That's why when God comes on you, He gives you a language of the Holy Spirit. So that when He comes, you are able to understand each other.
Before colon, language.
Before colonization, we teach you our language. Amen. Where you spend your days and conversations.
Environment already.
That environment on its own.
It will program most times a chip here the enemy.
It's programming the presence of the enemy. I gave you a scripture of a man who rejected with his vineyard. And Jezebel said, call him to fast. After fasting, give him friends around him. These church people do not research why, how did this
especially
come and who is this? Especially after fasting, they receive everything that comes.
And
they found people that were promiscuous. And they were put around him. Very close to him as friends on the table. The destruction of Naboth came through friends, not himself. Thank you, Jesus.
It is a device.
And this was a device. Powerful. When people have more prayer in a family,
I want
you
to research this.
There are a few court sitting.
Let's say muri matanga utisana una mata.
As a family, you start teaching each other to pray.
Muneta matare mashoma.
You have a few court sessions.
Progress ndo inoanda.
And progress increases.
Munotanga kupika zvinhu sazvaitika.
You start picking things before they manifest.
Dzano, pane chiruda kuya na mwari gatina mate.
And you tell each other there's something coming.
Zvekutipa zvinouya mese amuzi even shocked.
When it comes, no one is shocked.
And Mesa, you were prepared for it.
And everyone was prepared for it. You start strengthening each other. Which shock, whom did it hit? Our brother in bed, let us call him and strengthen him. Our brother, that is the issue. Be strong. It will
pano chagwa kuti saka this time dana rowa muri.
You search who has been hit in the family this
time. Kike mwana ari kutochema already.
You don't kick a child that is crying already.
Munotanga kuunda a soldier eri wounded. Munotanga kuinesa.
You nurse a soldier that is wounded. Amen.
So nenawe kuti mbamacho amutaurirane.
Because you cannot communicate
also
with your family.
What is your sister going through?
You don't know what your sister is going through. You think what they are doing is just doing it for the sake of doing it.
Worse horror than you are going through.
Maybe she's facing worse wars than you.
I could have a sister to lean on.
Maybe they're in a season that they want somebody to lean on. They want someone who says, I'm praying for you. Soldier, I told you the Holy Spirit one time told you that it's not all issues that require prayer. Even if you visit in someone's house,
sometimes tenga grocery zvipere.
At times, just buy grocery. And it will come to an end. If you want to talk about prayers, you don't even understand.
Even whenever I visit,
if I'm saying I'm visiting and spending more it's my system that what I'm going to eat at that house comes from my pocket. I don't say let us pray for God to
through a storm.
Some might be going through a storm. You don't visit without money to buy grocery or bread.
Because
let it be a system.
Otherwise, it's not going to put a device of the enemy.
Otherwise, it can be the device of the enemy. You get to that house and there's a new wife. And you start saying, Joe's wife is very stingy. We go to that house, she could not even prepare tea. We left without eating anything.
Ari Satan, no. Mambo vudzero tichi chiri kupinda nacho. Because varume vazhinji.
Did you ask what are you going through? Because most men.
Sometimes
even decent women, they don't tell people what they are going
through. All
of you end up assuming.
Our daughter-in-law
this time is very stingy.
Iri device ya Satan.
And yet it is the device of the
enemy.
If it was tea that you wanted, why did you not drink tea at your
house?
Why is your daughter-in-law in being a
tea?
If you want tea so much, drink it at your house and visit after drinking your tea. When she wants to give you tea, tell her we are okay. Don't force it on your daughter-in-law. Do you know the economy you are facing at your home? Your daughter-in-law is facing
this economy.
Even if it's a problem, buy a loaf of bread and visit your children. I don't know when was the last time my mother saw me at her house. I visit eating bread and butter. What is troubling me is troubling here also. You visit your friend the whole day, you don't buy anything. If you are children of this ministry, normalize
this. You
don't visit a person without anything.
Use that bread. He's supposed to provide.
I told you of an economic hardship. Everyone is facing it.
Your legs are
supposed to move with the bread that
you have.
You know your friend is married.
And you
go and stay there.
Morning, afternoon,
night. What are you want? What do you want to
do?
My friend was good before he married.
When the
wife came,
it is a device of the enemy.
And yet it is the device of the enemy. Hallelujah.
So even Paul Shamwari.
Even in your friendship, call my friend you wedded. What's the status? When I married, it was difficult. How about you? What is the status?
Oh, don't worry. Don't
worry. I'm coming to see you on the weekend.
$10
If you have got $10, leave.
Sometimes $10 kwa uri itore 100 kwa ari.
Maybe $10 to you, but to him it's $100. Amen. Hallelujah.
Doctor, my devices.
I am talking of the device
of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
How he destroys relationships.
Amen.
Have you ever
heard people say our friend was good, but after marriage?
So, you
have to search for the ways that the devil might use to destroy
you.
You tell each other, my wife,
the
things that are happening, let us go into prayer. Don't have a mistake that there's trouble in your family and you don't pray.
You're in charge of the spirit.
Pray about that issue and be in charge of that spirit. And claim back your atmosphere. And you gather, my brother, we heard you are beating your wife.
A person
is not calmed down by language or English. You don't speak English when all of you are possessed.
Demon respect English.
A demon does not respect English.
You
taura so yes man muchipedze papa munorovana futi zvechirungu. You
yeah.
You have to sit down and ask yourselves, what is happening? What is happening to my brother or to my sister? My young one, what is happening?
This is no longer normal.
This is not normal.
This is no longer normal.
You can see things that are not normal.
There's a hand at work.
Amen.
No D.
What should I do?
You
don't
face
each other in your
anger.
Talk to the owner of
my
people.
Address my spirit, my principalities, my powers, my heavenly realms.
And you address spirits, principalities, and powers in the heavenly realms and arrest those spirits.
Much no face each other.
And you then face each other. You don't just wake up.
In charge, you know,
that spirit in charge will fight against you. I
heard
another family just to gather as a family and drink tea. We have never had breakfast as a family. As you put the pot there, one starts a boring story.
Another
one interferes, another one people are now fighting. This one is fighting against this one. We have never had breakfast as a family.
Device of the enemy.
You are playing with the devices of the enemy.
Device of the enemy.
The device of the enemy.
I was actually giving someone the problem.
I was asking someone. A person who is counseling you on this issue. Who is it? Because there was an issue at the family. Say the auntie. Auntie and another close relative. And I said, I want to ask you this question and give me an honest answer. I'm also asking you the very same question. This person, has they given you any help physically? That the day when you got into a tight space, or now that you are in trouble with each other, did you ever find a desire to go and see them? A person who knew that you are in a tight spot. You wanted money, but they did not give you
anything.
You don't go to such an individual when you are now in trouble.
No matter how good that person is.
No matter how good that person is. If they have never given you any kind of help before, you don't tell them your issues. Amen. You understand it later what I'm talking about. Most times, a person who never stood with
you.
Your problem is you report the issue of someone who bought bread to someone who did not. You are united. And yet they did nothing. A person who never gave you a mint when you were coughing. That person is your brother. On what level? You have to think. That's why I told you, some of the warfare you have in your families, you don't do those.
Sometimes,
at times, your sister is innocent. If you see she paid your school fees, and you went on a tight spot, and you thought she has forsaken you, she hasn't.
Problem,
she's not telling you some issues. The problem that you don't know is this. Everyone who helped you before takes a father figure in your
life.
When they go in a tight spot, they don't tell you because they take themselves as parents. When you see them crying, they'll
wipe
off and
say
they're every person who helped you, when they get
your
doctor, they think that the state that you were still in, you're still in that state.
Auno reportere mnaka kutengera chingwa kakubhadha rafis kune munhu waiziva kuti anakana chaakamboita.
You don't report a person who did something to you to a person who never done anything to you.
Those are not my devices of the enemy.
I am talking of the devices of the enemy. These days, my brother is just being
pompous.
And most times, that demon will send you to people who doesn't want to see that person. What is that person you are telling even you should
start
to do? Even when you are in your friends.
I want you to do this. Total list reads or not in Shamwari.
Make a list of all your friends.
You
discover amongst your friend none gave you a single
cent.
When you're in need, you're the one who paid.
And the kazhinji,
most times. When you give someone money, those that are giving you, they think you've got more money. They don't think that you've got a life to live.
A device of the enemy.
That is a device of the enemy.
Poor yet we are not ignorant.
Amen.
Tarisa one, zauti shamwari.
Look at your friends.
Is also an enmity between my friends.
Now you have enmity between friends.
Why no reporter? Why reporter? Watch I see Cooper help.
The one that you are going to report, you reported
but
to
help you.
But now he's no longer helping you. You think they hate you. Because he's no longer doing
but
things to me.
But
you're attacking somebody who once helped you. If you are not careful, you become the demon. You don't do
it's
such
a
thing.
Device of the enemy.
That is a device of the enemy. You gather together to fight against a person who helped you. Go and ask, my brother, you used to give us.
You'll be shocked with what is going on.
What is happening? You'll be shocked with what is going on in his life. Times and seasons change.
And expose around you.
And at times it changes so that the people around you can be exposed. You discover he's the one in need of help and you have to help him.
Even in life,
even parents, a child who is making more in life, you pray
because
for that person
more.
Because he's the one with the ability to unify everyone. If the devil attacks that child, life is finished.
I'm talking about the devices of the enemy.
I am talking of the devices of the
enemy.
In your family, be like a Christian. Sit down and start.
Friendship, relationships, this study.
Study your relationships. Study your friendships.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
My spirits are removed. I'm not studied.
Spirits that are in people are studied.
You want in the scripture? What about my spirits?
We have the spirit in the Bible.
What did you test?
Test all spirits.
Test. I'm not test. What?
You have to test them. You test in our family who is the most
promiscuous.
And you have to know in your family if we are against each other. So and so, I don't go further with them. I'm supposed to terminate this issue.
Your world is study.
Sit down and study your world.
Even you study them.
Even your parents, study your parents. Amen.
Don't test my spirits.
That's how you test spirits. You want to search which spirits rule upon this person.
How to react there or anything.
That will give you the way to react the day you hear anything. Your wife, you have to study her. Amen.
Murume ano study. Test all. Saamwe ni wako pano taura zwe. Mofaro zo chichu kutaura newe. One zwe nzwe kuta ufaro kutombo mind. Waka taura. Uchive papo pinda futi mpraya. Tanga kuno zwe binda zwa taura.
As you leave that place, go in prayer and bind everything that you are speaking.
Because wangwa wacho na vano to manifesta. Muri ipom sika zotu wariku manifesta. Wano kuta angwene kuzono taura so. Wariku manifesta. Presence. Sama kuto tuwa udite mwe ya uru taura.
Your presence will cause it to manifest.
But uchiva pavari pinda, usatwa bata mwana pinda murum varado. Vura scripture. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper.
As you leave here,
do not reverse away the reserandazwa. Rarisa muri yangu, vanavangu, murume wangu, neupenyu wangu, kwandaba. No reverse. Wo reverse.
Reverse.
Wo budemo mochi tuona wana wako.
reverse every word that she spoke and go out of that place and see your
children.
You don't just smile and say and just comment. That's what she does. You don't do that. You go and stand with it in prayer. You don't tell her that you're possessed. You are not Jesus and Peter. The Bible says, close your door.
Tanga kutaura.
Start speaking.
Tanga kunamata.
Start praying. And go out of that place when everything is okay.
I tell you, you can tell me what marriage is.
I tell you, you can tell that your marriage died before
this
death. And the spirits that destroyed your marriage manifested in your presence. You think everything that just happens. Hallelujah. Amen.
As we talk, ziva kuti reaction esorogona panyama is result yesone spirit.
No, the reaction that you are seeing in the physical is a result of the soul and the spirit. Have you ever seen a person that when you gather as a family, when you enter, people start manifesting? In stories, people manifest. I'm not saying I'm shouting, I'm burning or what.
People manifest.
You might be carrying a spirit that irritates spirits that are in your relatives. You don't just say, my household was saying something. Your boyfriend is saying something. You stand with those things. Some were cursed not being married by relationship that you went out. Amen.
And is on I say,
I don't know how I'm going to tell you this. Things are not as you see them. Today, I heard a very touching story
about a young guy. We know this boy. So, what happened to this boy?
We don't even see him at church.
So, munanga kutora nyaya yango tango tistaura nyaya.
This story just began.
Baba, makambonzo. Munu ase kajit.
He laughed and said, like the story of so and so. And I said, I cannot see that person in church. There's something that happened like this. Don't you know it? Maybe he wanted us to get the story to you. He called us and told us this story. You gave him a prophecy before. Maybe he was afraid. What happened? Tell me. He saw a girl in the streets. The girl was going to Seke Teachers College.
Something like
I
that.
Want to look for a place there.
But this girl was so beautiful.
The girl was so beautiful. So the brother continued to have a conversation with the girl. Let me take you to Seke Teachers College. They disembarked together the commuter omnibus.
The
boy was asking, can we just spend some time together? The girl said, not a problem. Look for a place where we can spend our time. Look for a place. And he looked for a base. The youth understand what I'm talking about. He called his friend.
2 minutes.
I'm kindly asking to come to your house. I've got a friend that I've met. And the friend agreed for them to come.
True story.
And he received. And he got a base. After they did what they did, the woman disappeared. And I always told him, there are people coming that are not people. He thought I was sleeping. He acted like if he was half dead. To ask everyone, we never saw anyone. The door was locked.
You know what? I answered, right. I was wondering where the boy is. That was when the exchange happened.
When you hear that a person slept with a maid, that is it. There are people that come who are not people.
Exchange wa mate. Ndikati muchaona, ndikati do not mutarisa zvinezvi.
I want
this
to
guy
check
can work as hard as he can.
This guy can work as hard as he
but
can.
Pese kushanda, pfume pane kwa eno yenda, I enjoy.
But every time he's working,
but those riches are going.
But if you can, ask him the dreams that
he's having. He will tell
you what he's suffering and he's now a drunkard. It's not possible. Even if you want to sleep with somebody, you have to study that person. If this person becomes the mother of my child, of my children, is it possible? You don't just rush and say, Lord, we have now entered in
Jerusalem.
You go into Jericho thinking you are now in Jerusalem. Most youngsters have
do
been
not finish. Generation you know you
are the generation we are talking about. Our youngsters are no longer fathers, they are dead.
And they were jinjima exchange sex.
And most of them they are exchanging in sex. There are youngsters taking girls from clubs thinking
they're taking.
They just enter everywhere, not knowing they're entering in spirit.
This I'm telling you.
I'm telling you the truth. This is happening. Amen.
So kuno stadwa kuna no dzima devices.
There are devices.
Zvinogarwa pasi zvo stadwa.
You have to sit down and study.
Okay, chichi kuitika.
What is happening?
What's happening muchadenga?
What is happening in the spiritual realm? Amen.
So what we do, normally what we do in the mfundisi.
What we do, me and mom.
Like now, we know the season that we are in as a church.
We know the season that we are in as a church.
So we said, okay, let's start my prayers.
We said, let us start prayers.
Because a spirit told us, we didn't know, what try A, B, C, but Zaramba.
The spirit told us that they tried this and this and that, but
the
it
season
couldn't. But the season coming, be careful of gossip.
So we need to make the church to be prayerful.
We need to make the church prayerful.
They will know.
So that if there's infiltration amongst them, they will know. There are spirits that amplify issues spiritually. Have you ever met a person who speaks like as if they were present? Even the person who did that issue, when they hear, they'll be shocked.
And the testimony I gave to my sister, she said, "I'm not reporting. I'm not doing any angle."
People who amplify stories.
Even Aripo atore zvaona.
Even when they were there, they don't speak what they saw. They feel it's not exciting. Let me add some little something. You are playing around with devices. Everyone, I want you to take this. Everyone
will
speak stories. No, as they leave your presence, that's how he's going to share your stories.
Know
to them.
The devices.
You have to know the devices. You have to know there's a wind here.
Problem, I'm singa deku gamchira, I'm singa deku gamchira nde ich.
What you don't want to receive is this.
Mukanzi kuti Satan akukurwisa hauyeri mhepo.
If you hear that the devil is fighting against you, it doesn't come as a wind. Look at the person next to you.
First target.
That is the first target of your fighting.
Recently,
I was saying to mom, who creates issues that so and so is killed? Have you ever heard someone who is alive being killed? The person who come out on the video saying, I'm alive. I'm alive and kicking. The person who starts writing this issue, so and so is dead.
The whole
nation is shaking. I'm afraid. I feel merciful for the family.
Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, I'm alive.
Now, apa iguwa rabuda mumbama Masawi.
This is
example.
Gossip that came out of Masawi.
Imagine kwa Masawi kwacho zviri kuitwa uyu wacho ari kufambisa re muZimbabwe.
Imagine at Masawi's family, what is happening? Hallelujah. Let me tell you what happened.
Ah, kuzvatazoona.
What we have seen.
Haugona ngori intercessory kuti one zvinizvi Mwari ado kuti unamata.
Are you not an intercessor for you to see these things so that God can give you to
but
pray? But we
are an intercessor when we came.
So you are now an intercessor of another
kingdom.
The Bible says how evil it is when a person who orchestrates issues for other people. You see the dangers when you one day you spread a gossip that will cause someone to commit suicide.
It was more spiritual than being physical.
That's when you discover it was more spiritual than physical. Good news. You don't spread evil stories like as if you're spreading
even evil.
Even if
you
imagine if it was you.
Do unto others the same things that you want them to do unto you.
Amen.
Before
you spread it, imagine if it was
you.
How much do I want my issue to
spread?
The good thing about God, he will give you the same scenario in your plan. He will cause you to feel the same pain. That's when you see those people you spread gossip on. For these people not to die, they are so strong. Good stories, you don't push. To see, to show that you are an agent of the devil.
Good stories,
if we go spiritually, we might see you with horns.
Zakanaka aufa, aufambise zakanaka.
You don't spread good issues.
Munaketa chakanaka aufam, unotswa kurodzwa nezvakanaka, ngapete chakaipa.
You feel pain when good things are happening. When something bad happens, you feel like people like that have got power and energy to move.
Even
if they are sick, go to as they are sick, they tell you the gossip of where they cannot even go. You are playing with the devices of the enemy.
So around those people, don't say much.
Around such people, don't say much.
Even if you can comment one, chisiri if.
Even if you comment something that is
like
they are going to mention it as it they said this to me.
We talk about the devices.
I'm talking of the devices.
Like Paul
of the enemy.
Do not be ignorant of these devices.
So Paul says, do not be ignorant of these devices.
I tell you, first way to conquer these things, draw near to him.
Amen.
And he will draw near to you.
Yes.
Hello?
Amen.
Tell
yourself that where I'm standing, I'm not a passage of evil spirits. On me, that's where evil is going to die.
Even in your family,
people should know that if an issue is heard by you, it's
death. As an angel of destinies.
Until they know you that you're an angel of destinies. There are people supposed to stand and defend you. He is not on this
one. Even if there's an issue,
even if you have done it, people should doubt it that this one
doesn't do it. Not that when an issue happens, people
will prophesy and say, so and so said it.
So people
should be with us.
God
will be with us. And
that's how.
This is how.
We navigate through atotima devices.
Through the devices of the enemy.
Saka gossip today, go sit down.
Amen.
Tarisa nararo, you're not your world. You're not your world yako. Ngureva hanzvadzi dzako. Be true to yourself.
Search around you. Your
by
world.
Now, ne teaching yatakupa unogona kuti unoti apa pane mwe chinapa.
By now, with the teaching we get,
and
you, akuti you can see evil spirit.
Hey.
I do not so go and hate people.
Go and be aware of devices.
Go and be aware of the devices. Know that so and so loves
Ningano taurisa.
So and so talks too much.
Ningano dai ziavanu.
Know people around you.
Zvekuti next time panotika anything mumba mako.
Next time when anything happens in your family, you are quick to calm it down before it burns up.
Ability over the enemy,
and you have an ability over the enemy. A person like that, you don't penetrate them
quickly. A good judge of spirits.